Brother Gary Davis read for us the familiar parable of Jesus from Luke chapter 15. He read verses 11 through 24. In this chapter, Jesus tells or relates three well-known and easily recognized parables. The parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son. It is with the third of these parables that we shall concern ourselves this evening. I have chosen to talk to you about the prodigal son, or the sinful son, the wasteful son, because that son left his father's house and reached the very bottom and made it all the way back to his previous status as a son beloved in his father's house. He was blessed with the wonderful privilege of being able to make a new beginning. And since we are enjoying and experiencing a new year, I think it is fitting and proper that we should look at the new beginning of the prodigal son, and also consider the fact that God privileges us to experience new beginnings also. As we look at Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 24, we notice seven downward steps and seven upward steps experienced by the prodigal son. We note, first of all, his expression of self-will, his demonstration of selfishness, his experiencing separation from God, his father, his practicing of sensuality, his reaching a point of spiritual destitution, his being reduced to self-abasement, and finally to his bottoming out with starvation. He was not to remain in the unenviable position to which he had ingloriously found himself descended to. Gradually, he took those seven steps up and out of his dire and sinful circumstances. We note that he came to a realization of his situation. We also take note of the fact that he made a resolution. And we also consider the fact that he experienced a spirit of repentance. And he effected a return back to his father's house. And he was blessed by reconciliation with his father. He experienced, due to the grace and generosity of his father, reclothing. And he was at last able to engage in rejoicing as he made his way further into life with a new beginning. He was able to experience peace, having access to his father. He was able to experience joy. He was able to experience glory. He was able to experience patience. He was able to experience hope as well as love by virtue of the reconciliation he enjoyed back at home in his father's house. He was able to experience a brand new beginning. Question: has any of us ever messed up? Have any of us ever fallen off the wagon? Have any of us ever gotten off track? Have any of us ever lost our way? And have any of us abandoned the old life and embraced a new beginning? I'm glad that God has sufficient grace to allow us, when we fall, when we fail, he allows us to start all over again. He allows us to experience new beginnings. God grants to us second chances, sometimes third chances, fourth chances. How many of you have experienced new beginnings? I know I have. You know, sometimes in our marriages, we have to experience a new beginning. Sometimes in relationships with our children and with our brothers and sisters and with our parents, we have to experience new beginnings. Sometimes on our jobs, we are privileged to experience new beginnings. I want to just take a close look at the new beginning experienced by the prodigal son. He experienced a new beginning when he left the pig pen of despair and desperation in the far country. In reviewing the parable of the prodigal son, we are reminded that the younger son, in great disrespect of his father, prematurely demanded his portion of his father's estate. Upon being given his share of his father's goods, he subsequently packed his bags and embarked upon a journey to the far country. And the Bible indicates that in the far country, he wasted his substance in riotous living. His reckless dissipation led to the rapid depletion of his dollars. His fair weather friends evaporated as quickly as the morning dew under the scorching heat of the rising sun. A severe famine besieged the land, and the youngest son began to be in serious want. He was reduced to homelessness and hunger. No man, the record says, gave unto him. He was forced to, out of desperation, join himself unto a citizen of that country, the far country, who sent him to do a job that no self-respecting Jew would ever lower himself to do under ordinary circumstances. He accepted a job working with swine, or we know them as hogs. The Bible says, while there in the pig pen, having been reduced to pigsty status, he was so hungry that he craved what the pigs were eating. In that unenviable position, he fortunately came to his senses and began reminiscing about home. You know, isn't it wonderful to have a good home? Isn't it wonderful to have a home where you have a father who loves you, regardless of what you have done, or regardless to the level to which you have descended in degradation? Isn't it good to have pleasant memories of your home? Isn't it good not only to have a father who loves you, but a mother who loves you? You can never take the place of home and of the expression of parental love. This prodigal son in the pig pen began to reminisce about home and how well he had it at home. And sometimes we don't appreciate the value of home. Sometimes we don't appreciate the love of home, the care demonstrated at home, until, unfortunately, we find ourselves in the far country. And sometimes we find ourselves in life's pig pen in the far country. This young man reflected on the blessings that the servants enjoyed back home. He recognized that they had bread enough and to spare. While he was starving to death here in the far country, how many of y'all got bread enough and to spare at home? As a matter of fact, some of y'all got so much bread at home and so much chicken at home and so much dressing at home, and so many cans of vegetables at home. You got so much food in your pantry at home that if you're not careful, the expiration date will come before you know it. got so much stuff in your refrigerator that before you know it, stuff will start to spoil on you, and you'll have to throw some stuff away because you have bread enough and to spare. Anybody here got some extra bread at home? Got some extra groceries at home? Anybody ever had so much food in the refrigerator that it expired on and you had to throw it out? You ever had to throw out milk? You ever had to throw out withered cabbage and lettuce? You ever had to throw out molded cheese? You ever had to throw out spoiled cold cuts because you had bread enough and to spare? This prodigal son in the far country recognized that they had, even the servants had bread enough and to spare while he was starving to death in the far country. It didn't take him long to make up his mind about what course of action he would pursue, that he had sinned against heaven and in his father's sight. He would commit himself to affirming his unworthiness to be any longer regarded as a son, and make it known that he would welcome servant status. He swallowed his pride and hitched up his loose-fitting garments around his thin frame and headed for the Father's house. He was ready for a new beginning. He painfully made his way along the lonely road that led home in a pitiful state of shoelessness. No doubt he rehearsed his carefully crafted speech many times before he reached his final destination. As he drew near the Father's house, his daddy saw him afar off, had compassion on him, ran up the road to meet him, fell on his scraggly neck, and lavished undeserved kisses of affection upon him. His dad then commanded the servants to put the best robe on him, to place a ring on his hand, to put shoes on his feet, and kill the fatted calf, and throw a joyous party of great celebration. He made his way back to the Father's house, where he was welcomed with open arms and was granted forgiveness, reconciliation, restoration, renewal, a robe, shoes, and a new beginning. Isn't it wonderful that he was able to experience a new beginning? Isn't it wonderful that we also are blessed with the wonderful privilege of experiencing new beginnings as people of God? If you are here this evening and you've wandered far away from God, and now you've decided you're coming home, that you are going to abandon your reckless and sinful lifestyle, that you're going to abandon your apathy and complacency, that you're going to pledge yourself anew to be faithful to the great God of glory. That you're going to embark this evening on a very new beginning. That's available to every child of God. It can be done and commenced through repentance, confession, and prayer. If you are here and need a fresh start, why not resolve that you will begin tonight? Maybe you are here and you've never been a child of God and you would like to have a fresh start. You know, Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You can have a new beginning, a fresh start. Whenever you are willing to comply with the stipulated conditions that are delineated in the divine word of God. You're not a Christian, you can become one by hearing the gospel of Christ, how he died on yonder's cross for your sins and mine, how he was buried in a borrowed tomb, and how he arose triumphantly from the grave on the third day, making it possible for you to have a brand new beginning. You've heard that good news of the gospel. Paul says it will save you if you'll keep it in memory unless you have believed in vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. The great council convened at Jerusalem in Acts 15, and in verse 7, when there had been much disputing, Peter arose and said, men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us, how that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the words of the gospel and believe. You've heard the words of the gospel. I trust that you believe. And I trust you're willing to repent of your sins, turn away from the things you know to be wrong, and pledge yourself to live for the Lord. You can stand before this accepting and encouraging audience and confess the sweetest name on mortal tongue, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And after that confession of faith, you can be immersed in water for the remission of your sins. And you can arise to walk in the newness of life and to experience a new beginning. Will you do it as we together stand and as we sing?
Sometime we'll stand before the judgment bar, the quick, the risen dead. The Lord will then make known our record there. Our name will all be read. Will all be present when the roll is called pure and spotless through the crimson blood.